listening to Living Well with Robin Stoloff on today's Light Rock 96.9 WFPG. It's the perfect way to improve your day.
As parents, we all know that kids will always try to divide and conquer. I know my kids do this. If mom says no, then I'll ask dad. It's important for us to remain united, even if we disagree. Here with more is Jerry Hoegler. She's a family therapist in Tuckerton. So how important is it for parents to work as a team when raising kids, Jerry?
Well, it's very important. Raising children today needs to be a coordinated effort, as both parents are more likely to be working outside the home, which has resulted in the roles of moms and dads converging. As our children are exposed to so many competing messages from peers and media and society at large, they need the security and certainty of clear, consistent messages from their parents.
Sometimes that's hard to do because parents might have different styles. How can that help and how can that hinder?
Well, different styles hinder when they're pitted against each other, when we think one method is right and the other method is wrong. But when differences are respected and seen as strengths, they can really be seen as resources to meet the changing needs of a child. So sometimes it means balancing the approaches, such as, you know, one parent who's serious about schoolwork and the other one making more time for play. Whereas other times it could be going with a style that fits the situation best, a firm, direct approach for breaking a curfew, maybe a warm, tender touch for a broken heart.
If we are having some issues with our kids and kind of disagreeing on parenting styles, what can we do?
Well, first, appreciate the different skills and interests and personality each parent brings to the table. Each can contribute and fulfill a need for a child. And a lot of issues don't need a particular approach. They need a parent who is aware, involved, and cares. And next, be a united front. Moms and dads need to talk to each other regularly to stay on the same page. You don't want the child to be able to play one parent against the other. You don't want to undermine the other parent's efforts. Being united also means avoiding arguments in front of the children. If you have a disagreement to work through, do it between adults and like adults. Remember, what you do agree on is the goal of raising happy, healthy, well-adjusted children.
Very good advice. Our kids do absorb everything and hear everything, even if you don't think they do. All right. Thanks so much for joining
us.
Living Well on Light Rock with Robin Stoloff. Keep it right here.